USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says a Texas judge's ruling on an abortion pill could set a dangerous precedent for all FDA-approved drugs.
You're not talking about just mifepristone. You're talking about every kind of drug. You're talking about our vaccines. You're talking about insulin. You're talking about the new Alzheimer's drugs that may come on.
On CNN's State of the Union, Becerra said the FDA approval process would be turned upside down if one judge is allowed to impose his own opinion over scientific research. His department has already filed an appeal. One member of Congress would like to see Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas impeached. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez made those comments on CNN's State of the Union this morning.
Chief Justice John Roberts must now come forward and state if he allows and is allowing this kind of very serious corruption to happen on this court.
She believes his failure to report lavish gifts and trips from a Republican donor are a conflict of interest and break the law. Thomas has said he's done nothing wrong. Pope Francis is calling for peace on Easter Sunday. The head of the Catholic Church urged the faithful to follow the paths of peace and fraternity in his traditional Easter message. Speaking to a crowd of some 100,000 in St. Peter's Square, the 86-year-old appealed for an end to the war in Ukraine and offered prayers for all of the victims of conflict. Delaware's largest mall is closed after three people were shot and injured.
It was an altercation between several suspects and at least one of the victims. We can't confirm, you know, what their relationship or they knew each other.
Delaware State Police Senior Corporal Jason Hatchell says the search for those suspects in the shooting at the Christiana Mall continues. Tiger Woods is pulling out of the Masters tournament due to a recurring injury. The golf legend tweeted out the news this morning, said he was disappointed, but wished good luck to the players today. Woods completed seven holes of his third round and was seen limping down the 17th fairway. This is USA News.
Need weekend plans? Check out what's happening at your local Lowe's. Weekending at Lowe's gives you and your family the opportunity to make us your weekend destination. Stop by for free workshops, events, and activities for everyone to enjoy. We're getting active with fun local events like our upcoming Lowe's Bucketball Challenge and Kids Workshop. Visit Lowe's.com/events for our full event lineup. Count on Lowe's for all of your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
An attorney for Donald Trump says the former president is being politically targeted by the Department of Justice. Jim Trusty called allegations of obstruction of justice over classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago nonsense. He said the DOJ is trying to put some level of daylight between President Biden's possession of documents and former President Trump's. Senator Richard Blumenthal is expected to have surgery today to repair a broken leg. The Connecticut Democrat fractured his femur on Saturday when someone tripped and fell on him at the UConn Huskies victory parade in Hartford. Blumenthal said he expects to make a full recovery from the injury. The auto racing community is mourning the loss of a young driver.
26-year-old sprint car driver Justin Owen died at Lawrenceburg Speedway in southeastern Indiana from injuries he suffered when his car hit the outside wall and flipped several times along the third turn in a qualifying race Saturday night. The U.S. Auto Club canceled the remainder of the event. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Super Mario Brothers movie is this week's top film at the box office. The movie based on the Nintendo video game earned just over $146 million in its first weekend at theaters across the U.S. and Canada. Coming in second is John Wick Chapter 4. Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves came in third. Animal services organizations are reminding Americans not to buy bunnies and chicks as impulsive gifts for Easter. They say the animals require special feeding and care, and their needs must be fully researched before bringing them home. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.